Listen to this news. Malaysia to hold talks with U.S. over new tariff measures. Malaysia will send officials to the United States to begin talks on newly imposed trade tariffs, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim announced on Tuesday. The decision follows the imposition of a 24% levy on Malaysian exports by U.S. President Donald Trump, a move that has affected multiple ASEAN member states. Speaking at an investment conference in Kuala Lumpur, Anwar acknowledged that while it may be difficult to alter the underlying rationale behind the U.S. decision, there remains room to influence how the policy is implemented. "We do not believe in megaphone diplomacy," Anwar said. "As part of our soft diplomacy of quiet engagement, we will be dispatching, together with our colleagues in ASEAN, our officials to Washington to begin the process of dialogue." Malaysia currently chairs the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, many of whose members were severely impacted by the U.S. tariffs. Vietnam, a major manufacturing hub, faced the steepest tariff at 46%, followed by Cambodia, 49%, Laos, 48%, Myanmar, 44%, Thailand, 36%, and Indonesia, 32%. The Philippines, Brunei, and Singapore were hit with 17%, 24%, and 10% tariffs, respectively. Anwar highlighted the importance of Malaysia's long-standing trade ties with the U.S., stating that the relationship has been one of mutual gain, benefiting both countries through job creation and economic growth. However, he warned that the new measures risk undermining that balance. "This commercial relationship has served both countries well, but these measures may end up harming all," he said. The conference where Anwar spoke is part of a series of events leading up to this week's meeting of ASEAN finance ministers, economics ministers, and central bank governors in Kuala Lumpur. The group is expected to discuss regional strategies for addressing the trade fallout from the tariffs. While pursuing engagement with the United States, Anwar also called on ASEAN countries to deepen trade links with other global markets, including Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. "The Trump tariffs are not the first challenge to multilateralism, nor will they be the last," Anwar remarked, urging a coordinated and forward-looking approach to regional economic resilience. Business General, Egypt plans $145 billion export boost with new strategy by 2030.